Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Joining us today is Roxy Diaz. Welcome, Roxy.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
We're so happy to have you. I hope, by the way, just a quick shout out to our EP, Jen Lavin, that was enthusiastic. I got a little note yesterday that it was a little dull. So I just wanted to put that out there for her. We are going to get to it, though. Real Housewife Kelly Dodd is defending herself after her bridal shower landed her in serious hot water. Kelly got a lot of backlash for wearing this hat that says Drunk Wives Matter. People said it was insensitive with everything going on in the Black Lives Matter movement. But Kelly says the hat was not intended to offend anyone or to make any kind of statement. She added that she, of course, supports Black Lives Matter and racial equality. So, guys, how do we feel about all of this?
Justin, I'm gonna let you read this bitch first. I'm sorry. You go.
I like how we're starting off. Go ahead.
Sorry.
My problem with this whole thing is, and I understand the mentality behind somebody who is on reality TV and who has been rewarded for terrible behavior, because if a dog shits in a house and you give it a treat, it's going to continue to shit in the house. Oh. I'm just surprised at the fact that this woman knows that she has been in hot water for racial situations in the past, and she continues to do things like this for attention. Now, I don't know if she should be fired from her job, but I want them to pick up the cameras and show the backlash and show what's happening here. Show the convos that she's having with people right now, because if it was her kids or her family or her sons becoming hashtags, she wouldn't appreciate if somebody wore a hat like that.
Right. And she's already playing the victim, though, Justin. Like, she's like, what did I do wrong? She's not really apologizing. And this comes from a woman, like you said before, she's been in hot water for doing things like this. She said, all lives matter already. We kind of know where her viewpoint is. She tried to justify things with saying, I'm Mexican and my fiance is Jew. I'm like, that doesn't matter. Like, go in the front lines and see what the Black Lives Matter movement is all about, and it's going to change your tune. But I don't think anybody should be fired, because, you know, it's tough times, but I do think that there should be some type of reprimand. Or like you said, turn those cameras around so she could actually see how she's affecting people and what her statements mean. But you know what, Justin? I really don't think that she's going to freaking get it. I was about to go.
Right.
I don't really think she's going to get it regardless.
I was going to say something kind of similar to what you just ended on, Roxy, was just, you know, there are certain people that are so strong in their belief system and they do not feel like they are wrong and they cannot take any sort of criticism. And most importantly, can't look out without themselves, like outside of themselves. And I think, Roxy, what you said earlier also about she sort of kind of has said, like, all lives matter. We kind of do know her viewpoint, which way she leans. And she's probably very much immersed in people who share that viewpoint. That's kind of the community that she belongs to. And look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. They are able to do and say what they please, just don't expect everybody to love you for it. And this was something that I personally feel like was so damn stupid. Like, you can't at this point be so tone deaf. Even the fact that a hat like that is made is just another issue in itself. You shouldn't be able to buy something like that. But I don't know. Do you guys think this is
that? It's not even that. It's the fact that she was at a party with people sitting there. Her friend got it for her as a gag joke. And I know for a fact, if there was more than 10 people there, there was at least one person in the bunch that was like, girl, I don't know if I would do it if I were you. And she was probably like, I can do it. I don't care. I'm Kelly Dodd.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think she has... I don't think she has a lot of people seeing that.
Mark my words, I will never celebrate this woman on this show ever again. I don't care if she marries Jesus Christ tomorrow. I will not show that photo on this show. I'm never doing it. I will walk off.
Well, she wouldn't marry Jesus Christ because he was black. But anyway, we can move on.
Right. Okay. That's how we're starting today's show off, everybody, in case you were confused. All right. Okay. Normani is opening up about being vulnerable. Good for you, Justin. Good for you, Roxy. She tells Teen Vogue, vulnerability is talking about the fact that I do get anxiety sometimes and just showing the consumer what that feels like for me. She goes on to say she doesn't want to be unattainable. She's just the girl next door. So let me ask you this, you guys. Think about this. Justin, don't give it to me already. Stop it. I have to get through my reads. Okay. Do you become a bigger star? Oh my God. Okay, Roxy, this is for you. Do you become a bigger star when you are more relatable and accessible to fans? Or is it better to be unattainable like Beyonce? What do you think?
I think you're really relatable and you know, attainable to fans, Morgan. So, and you're a big star. So I think it works out either way.
If Roxy's not back tomorrow, I'm not coming on. I'm winded already through the prompter. Good.
I love you. Here's the thing. I think there's a level. I like it when celebrities are a little bit obtainable, but the great Denzel Washington said it best. If you're too accessible, then nobody's going to go and see you in theaters or watch your movie. So hence why he doesn't do social media. But I think you could be between Beyonce and Taylor Swift-ish. I think Ciara is like a good balance of attainable star, singer, share my life thing. Is that a good one, Justin?
That's a good reference.
Like your facial expression right now.
Well, he's gathering. He's gathering his thoughts.
Because she said that she likes to be attainable, but I'm like, where are you attainable, sis? Because I don't know much about this woman. And for a new musician and a new star, especially in the music industry where your fans want to connect with you, I feel like she went to Beyonce. I feel like she was giving us three photos once every 3 weeks, not putting a caption and leaving it there.
Not putting a caption.
She doesn't God have forbid. That much content, Justin.
No, but you can't. Hold on. Sorry. No. That is not an excuse. I don't care who you are. When you're just getting in this business, I need you to give me some Travis Scott or some Billie Eilish.
But she's not just getting in, Justin. And you know, for females, it's different. If you don't have the correct content, you don't want to post. We can't be like you and posting memes and funny stuff all the time.
That's for damn sure.
Curated content.
But the other thing that I was really shocked to read is she is only 24 years old. And what you said, Roxy, she's been here for a while. I feel like we've been hearing about Normani for a very long time. But when I read the article this morning, I could genuinely feel her anxiety through the writer's words. Like the fact that she pauses so much and the fact that she laughed sort of and she was like, wait, I can't believe I just said that. Like, you can tell this woman is calculated about what she does because she doesn't want to mess up.
Morgan, let's be honest. And be completely honest with me. Roxy, I want you to answer this question too.
Okay.
Before this article, and besides the Fifth Harmony drama, what did you know about Normani?
I knew her song last year. I knew that she was just in the WAP video.
Personally, what did you know about her?
She's a dancer. I know she's from, first of all, Justin, not fair. She's from New Orleans. You know I know.
Right, and I didn't know that, but that's okay. So yeah, all right.
That's
Is there
all.
More prompter we can move on so I can go
that's all.
And I
move
feel like
on?
I know more about Britney, and she didn't even have a phone.
You guys, we're doing too much already. It's too early. I'm winded. Okay, we are moving on from Normani. You're right. It's true. And she does have a phone. Don't come for us about the Britney comment. We don't know if she has a phone. All right, we still haven't seen Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom's baby girl, Daisy Dove, but Orlando is giving Ellen some clues about what she looks like.
When she first came out, I was like, oh, it's me, it's a mini me. And then fortunately, she got those Katy Blues, which was perfect. But then she sort of looked a bit like my mom. So then I got a little bit confused because Katie's breastfeeding this mini me / my mom / you know, I said, who's she gonna look like next? It's that kind of, you know what I mean?
Right. Maybe me.
Morgan, do you think it's weird if your baby ends up looking like Jordan's mom?
You know what? It's so funny because we've been talking so much about what she looks like because girls usually look like their dad. So I'm like, she's probably going to look like you. But actually, he does have a niece that looks so much like him and so much like his mom combined. So that's very possible. Like, I've actually had these conversations. She might. I mean, I'm hoping she looks more like him. He has, like, he has better features in the face. But we'll see. I just hope she comes out in one piece.
Are you thinking you're going to just be staring at her when you're breastfeeding her and you're going to be like,
yeah,
nose.
Right. Oh, no, let's hope not. Let's hope not. I don't want her to have to struggle with that.
Which, by the way, Morgan, while you're breastfeeding, nipple cream, don't ask me how I know. Just,
okay. Yeah. I've heard they get cracked. I'm a little worried about it. Yeah. Can't wait. Awesome. Okay. Up next, Kelly Rowland's surprise pregnancy and why she kept the news a secret. And still ahead, Taye Diggs is opening up about fatherhood, co-parenting with his ex, and his new surprising gig. Do not go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yesterday, we lost rock music legend Eddie Van Halen. He was 65 years old and had been privately battling cancer for over a decade. Devastating. Eddie and Valerie Bertinelli were the it couple back in the 80s, and they have a son together named Wolfgang. They divorced years later in 2007. And Valerie shared a heartfelt tribute on Instagram saying, "I will see you in our next life, my love." That, I mean, first of all, I did not realize that they had been together that long. I didn't realize that they divorced in 2007. I thought they were together briefly when their son was born, but it's just devastating.
No, it's so devastating. And you don't realize, like, how much this man has, like, meant to music. Because when
Absolutely.
You think about this song, there were rap songs, hip-hop songs. There were mm-hmm. songs in EDM that have sampled this very track. And one of my favorite memories of this song was I went to a Lakers game and I sat across from Kanye West. And for three quarters, I watched Kanye West sit there and not move, not smile, didn't even look at the game. And in the third quarter, they played this at the game and he couldn't help but bob his head and sing this song. And
oh my God. Just,
that's like one of my favorite moments ever because I couldn't believe of all songs, it was Jump, but this man was a legend.
And that is such a good story. I love
yeah,
that.
It was awesome.
Definitely
that's
a legend.
That's awesome. Anything that could break Kanye. And you know, when you think about his legacy, you got to remember all the movies, the soundtracks that his songs mm-hmm. are on. Back to the Future, Over the Top. I mean, this is people's go-to karaoke song, too. He was just a legend.
Yeah,
legend.
And don't forget, yeah. the guitar solo in one of the most famous songs in the world, Beat It, was mm-hmm. Eddie Van Halen.
Was right. Good call. Wow, I am impressed with that piece of fact. We have all the facts for you today, but on a more serious note, rest in peace to him and our condolences yeah. to his family, of course. All right, you guys, let's move on to happier news. Kelly Rowland, she is pregnant with baby number two. The whole damn world seems to be pregnant. She surprised everyone with her bump on the cover of Women's Health and says she hesitated to share the news publicly because of everything going on in the world. But Kelly tells the magazine Out October 20th, quote, "You still want to remind people that life is important." Love that quote. She added that she's knocking at 40's door in February, and it was a blessing to get pregnant right when she and her husband started trying. Does she have a point? I mean, is it hard for you guys right now to share good news?
I think she, you know what, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, mm-hmm. and she was telling me how, you know, she's continuously working and able to work through mm-hmm. the pandemic and stuff like that, but she actually gets a little bit of anxiety when it comes to posting that she's working because there's so many other people that aren't working. So I kind of feel where Kelly's coming from, but,
right.
you know,
right.
a baby in birth, that's always something that you want to celebrate.
I agree with that. I agree
For
with
sure.
that. Something
sure.
to celebrate.
You know, when I first started this pandemic, I thought that hearing other people's good news would bring me down. I remember when I heard that Morgan was engaged. And it's funny, like, you kind of latch on to any good news that you can find because you need it more now than ever. And I will say, I've only met Kelly Rowland twice. I've been mm-hmm. in a room with her. I've been at a dinner with her. And, you know, I cried this morning like she was, you know, my half-sister. And I shared a bedroom with her in college. Like, to me, I just think that if you have good news and you have a reason to celebrate, share that and pass it along with everybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think what you said, Roxy, was really important. It's celebrating celebrating life is always something. It's always very important, especially right now. There's so many different things going on in the world, as we know. It's kind of hard to forget about in the day. You know, you're kind of like, this is such a weird time for everybody, no matter what you're going through. So I feel like it's important to have these sort of like little moments of hope sprinkled out, because otherwise you just start to go a little crazy.
But let me ask you a question. You've obviously had two great pieces of good news this year.
Yes.
Were you ever hesitant to share it with certain people?
I'm not hesitant. Like, I wasn't hesitant to share the engagement or the pregnancy. Those were two things I was really excited about. But just sort of like, you know, my day-to-day life and other things that might seem a little bit more flamboyant. I understand
like
that I am an extremely, thank you, I'm an extremely privileged position. And that's
like
just something I've been a little bit more cognizant of, because I don't want to jam that down people's throats. I'm very aware
like
that not everybody is in my same position. But I also have to tell you guys, your 2020 was my 2019. That year took off. Hot dumpster fire on my face.
That's true.
So this is why I got an easier 2020, because 2019 came and said, don't think about moving. We're going to make your life very difficult.
By the way, let me just let you know one thing. Everyone's like, oh my God, how is Morgan doing during this pandemic? I'm like, she's been on lockdown for 4 years. She hadn't left that house in 4 years. She loves a chicken and a salad at her house.
It's all I want to do. Are you kidding? I go to sleep early. I focus on my craft. I'm working. I'm not messing up this prompter today. Okay. Things are good. We have Roxy today. It's all good. All right, coming up, Brooklyn Beckham tattoos his face, his fiance's face on the back of his neck. Awesome. Would you guys do that? We will discuss after the break.
God is fair.
God is so fair.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. All right, it is time for a round of Would You Do It? Okay, Brooklyn Beckham's fiance, Nicola Peltz, will always have eyes on her man. Get it, Justin? He recently dropped this pic on the gram, revealing his new tattoo of Nicola's eyes on the back of his neck. Kind of hot. What do you think about this, and would you ever do it?
Look, I'm not a big tattoo person, but I will say when people get their significant others anywhere near their bodies in any type of form, I'm normally not into it. But
right?
This is a significant relationship for him. It's his mm-hmm. first fiance. I say do it.
It's his first fiance. Do you love how he adds that in, that little shade? That's hilarious. Also, she's so gorgeous, it does work that even if they're not together one day, her eyes on the back of his neck like works out for them. So. Good. Good for them.
Sorry, guys.
Good.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't touch. But her eyes are absolutely beautiful, so I can see why. I'm having to hold the talk button as I talk to you guys. So
excuse
my gangsta lean. I'm just going to do this right quick.
I'm glad that's the position they put you in. I love that so much on the show. It's live television, everybody. All right.
It's live.
I love it. Okay, this Halloween, you can turn heads and show off your right to vote. That is correct. The lingerie shop Yandy has just released a sexy mail-in ballot costume. Okay. Either of you ever consider this for Halloween? I know Justin would.
First of all, Yandy, we have all decidedly, collectively, as a society, that host season was done. I'm still carrying around my COVID-15, so I am not trying to be a sexy ballot or a ho-ass voter registration.
Mm-mm.
I think we should not do this. I'm not into it.
First of all, the official costume was being a hoe in the house or hoe in this house or something like that.
Yeah, in a moo-moo.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean... But also, Justin, you're tiny. I tell you this every day. You're so in shape right now. I hate you when you do that. You know who's not going to be a hoe in the house? Me. I'm going to be a donut on Halloween with sprinkles. It's going to be fun. Okay, we've got to talk about this buzzworthy look at Paris Fashion Week. Models for the Kenzo show walked the runway in these netted veils, inspired by the 2019 documentary Honeyland. Kind of fabulous. I love that. I'm answering. Would you ever attempt to look like this?
I would. I like it. I mean, we're walking around with masks anyway, so why not? I like it. Just give a little mystery.
It's dramatic.
If Dr. Fauci said that this was PPE certified, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be wearing this all day, every day. But if it's just like a veil, I'm not into it.
That one's giving me very heavy bridal vibes, and I'm not mad at any of that.
I like all right. of it.
I do too. A man says he's tired of other people sleeping in his bed. Okay. He and his wife travel a lot, and when they're gone, his wife's sister and her boyfriend crash in their place. He's mad because they're sleeping in the master bedroom, even though they told them to use the guest room. Would you let people sleep in your bed when you're not using it? Justin, I need you to say something immediately about that.
This would be my episode of Dateline. This right. is how it would start. My sister's husband would get his ass shaked if he got on my sheets.
Unacceptable.
It's
I just
nasty.
Can't imagine the night sweats and the other sweats and just the sweats happening on my thread counts. It's making me nauseous. No, I can't. You can't do that. Lock your bedroom door so that they can't get in it. And why are they in your house? Do you need a house sitter that much? Like, why?
I don't understand. First of all, to me, it's not even about them sleeping in the bed. It's the fact that they have been instructed not to sleep in the bed.
Thank
and
you.
The level of disrespect that it takes
that
to
part.
Ignore that and sleep
Thank
in
you.
Your bed. I have sweat in places I never thought I
Thank
could because
you.
It's just so unacceptable. Anyway. Mm-mm. That hit me personally. Okay, don't let people sleep in your bed. All right, a man wants to know if he's wrong for asking his wife to stop having sleepovers with her friends. People are so weird. He says they have a baby together, and his wife took her on a sleepover once. She had a good time, and now she wants to make it a weekly thing. Okay, so would you guys let your, like, man or woman have regular sleepovers with their friends? And who are these friends? Like, what gender are these friends?
I'm down for it. I would let her do it. I would track her ass and follow her and make sure she's not, like, having a sleepover with Cara Delevingne or anything. But
right.
other than that, I'd be fine.
No. The uh-uh. occasional, I got too drunk, it didn't call an Uber, have to crash at your house thing, that's okay. But every 2 weeks, having the homegirl come hang out and you're waking up, my man is seeing you wake up, and he's cooking breakfast for all of us, negative. No,
absolutely.
That's not happening.
I'm with you.
It's not happening.
I didn't even want to have a sleepover when I was 15. I always hated them. I was always exhausted the next day. It's just, they're not necessary. Sleepover with your man or your woman, that's it. Girls
like
trip
nobody.
Is different.
I feel like nobody wanted to sleep at your house anyway because Susan only had nuts and granola
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, we were not the pantry house. We were not, I have to say. Yeah. There was a lot of fights growing up. And then I overdosed on Rice Krispie Treats because of that fact, so I'll never have one again. Anyway, give your kids sugar so they don't want it later. Up next, big Bachelorette news. Exes Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron say they were sleeping in the same bed but are not hooking up. Oh, God. Okay, then is Mike Johnson rekindling things with Demi Lovato? We're talking love and sex with him next. Welcome back to Daily Pop, you guys. Okay, Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron are setting the record straight on what really went down during quarantine. Oh, my God. They were living together with their quarantine crew, and everyone thought they were hooking up, but apparently they really are just friends.
I didn't want to do something because I was, like, you know, in a bad place or vulnerable. So, like, I made a rule. I was like, I'm not hooking up, not doing nothing because I don't want you to go away. And us do something, and then, like, you go away, and I go away, and then it's like, we're like, oh, wait, I don't feel that, and then we're, like, upset again at each other.
People think we were hooking up the whole time.
18 days in the same bed.
Never kissed.
Never kissed.
Okay. Good for them. All right. Hannah shared that video on her YouTube channel. They also said when their TikTok videos started getting a lot of attention, they felt added pressure on their relationship. They seem to be in a good place. Oh, God, the tough questions I have to ask. Are they playing with fire? Like, what do you guys think about this whole dynamic? Justin, I mean, what? I don't know.
Justin is bursting. Go, Justin.
It's like, come on.
No. I'm going to break it down for you guys. I know we're on daytime TV.
It's okay.
So I'm going to keep it as PG as possible. You know those guys who are so cute and, you know, wanted all the time that the sex is always inevitably bad because they never have to try?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Like, he's not a good sexer. He doesn't read good sex to you. He just feels like he can dial it in because he's got that face.
Yes. I feel like he never, ever had to push himself to the limit or ever learn how to do anything else for a partner. I always say, like, if your man's a slightly a bit broke or just not as cute, 9 times out of 10, they had to learn some shit. Okay?
Yeah. I agree with that. Roxy's like, I don't agree with any of that.
I don't know. I just feel like he seems like he doesn't want to mess up the friendship part of it. That's what it was sounding like in that interview. But you don't have to kiss to have sex or to have a little spoon here or there. You know what I'm saying? Just because they were sleeping in the same bed and they didn't kiss doesn't mean they didn't cuddle. Like, there's a little bit of level. Justin, I could sleep in bed with you and I know that we're going to be back to back or, you know, back to back. We're not going to be cuddling.
But she's tasted that before. I feel like Hannah Brown invited him into the windmill and nothing turned. So she was like, you know what? I'm not going to go back here again. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's her choice for them not to be together.
I think that they are just friends. I think that is a very, I think they had to test it out. And I think that she's not really into it and he's not really into it. So I believe them. It's just one of those things that, like,
but sleeping in the bed with your ex, though, and nothing pops off?
No. That, I mean, let's be, please. And also, I think it's really hard for men and women to be friends. Or it's been hard for me in my past dating life. Okay.
It's challenging.
It's hard for all of us. All right. It is time to talk about making love. So we're staying consistent. Okay. And that's where Bachelorette star Mike Johnson comes in. He's telling me, or he's not. He's telling you, Justin. I think this is your read without your name. Get it?
Yes, he told me about his new book and how he really feels about getting that bachelor title. The book, Making the Love You Want. What kind of love are we talking about in this book, first of all?
It is a cheeky title, right? I'm a cheeky individual, but I would say that the content of my book is for you to create the life that you desire. Create the love that you desire, however that may fit.
You are 6'5". You were the dude on The Bachelorette. I have to ask you, were you upset that you were not the first Black Bachelor?
I mean, that title does sound good, doesn't it?
Right? It sounds like I would love to be the first Black Bachelor.
I mean, but also being a best-selling author, self-published book, Making the Love You Want, that does so many great things for people, sounds amazing as well. I would have loved to have been the first Black Bachelor if that occurred, but I'm an extremely happy person right now. I'm happy with my personal life as well as my public life.
Now, I heard a rumor that Matt asked you for dating advice before starting to film the show. Is that true? And did you give him good dating advice or did you give him some bad ones so he can sink the ship?
Nah, he represents all of us right now, so I need him to do an amazing job, which I know he will do. He asked me for dating advice, or he asked me for advice going on The Bachelorette. Something he did made him The Bachelor and skipped all over everything else. So therefore, I need dating advice from him now.
I think we all do. Cheers. Do you think that this is gonna open up ABC's eyes to maybe doing more diverse bachelors, not just Black? Maybe we'll have an Asian one. Maybe we'll have somebody of the gay persuasion. Do you think that if Matt's season really hits it out the park, it'll open more doors?
I think he will hit it out the park. And I think 100% this is going to open the doors even more. Definitely so. When the ratings come back and when we see an ABC sees how many people watched it, they're going to pay attention to that. I mean, numbers don't lie.
No, for sure. Numbers do not lie. Now, I got to ask about your relationship status because a lot of the women here are confused. You look like that. You're 6'5", and you're living in Austin, Texas, which is home of the single woman. How are you not married by now? Okay?
Not married. I'm happy.
We heard Demi Lovato is now single. Any chance that you will rekindle that flame?
I'm sure that she's happy doing what she's doing in her life. I'm strictly focused on my book right now. I'm not thinking about that at all. Wish her nothing but the best.
I have to ask you, because we talk about this a lot on Daily Pop, and you seem to have a lot of insights about relationships. Do you think the physical matters as much as the emotional?
I think the physical definitely attracts initially. I would say you can't have physical without having the emotional aspect.
But as a guy who is a dating expert, I'm calling you now, would you rather bomb-ass sex and terrible communication or bomb-ass communication and terrible sex?
Terrible sex can be improved.
Oh.
Terrible sex can be, yes.
But you don't think communication between two adults can be improved?
I mean, I think that as an adult, you kind of get stuck in your ways when you're with your communication style because you've done it since you were a child with that style of communication, right? It can be done, but it's, I feel, way harder to do. As long as you are completely comfortable with that person, bomb-ass sex can and will happen.
Ladies, drop your pin in Austin, Texas. Mike is single and ready to mingle. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
I mean, this man, that phase, I sat with him on Just the Sip for 45 minutes. And when I tell you, I cannot believe they're going to let me air this on my podcast. The conversation got so real and so hot. It was insane.
Oh, my God. When does that come out?
It comes out today on every podcast platform and on YouTube. You guys, you have to listen to it. It's going to make you blush.
I'm like, oh, my God, what's his Instagram?
I know, right?
And we're going to listen to that.
No, I'm telling you. And look, he's all about his partner. If I told you what he told me about the what he likes to do, you guys would literally lose it. I'm telling you. It's insane.
Okay. Sliding in the DMs.
Yep, right, do it now. No spoiler alerts, though. There you go. Everyone check out Just a Sip today. All right, coming up, Willow Smith brings her rumored boyfriend to Red Table Talk. How intimidating was that? We will discuss when we return. Share with that tambourine man. The latest episode of Red Table Talk is getting real about the music industry. Tyler Cole, a musician, and Willow Smith's rumored boyfriend was a guest on the Facebook show. He asked Ice Cube if black artists are more successful when they focus on music, or excuse me, on violence in their music.
When we first did our music, NWA, we never thought we would be, you know, on the radio. We thought it was just going to be straight underground music.
Right.
Sometimes you do something for the art of it, and then a company like Viacom will say, hey, this is pop, and they'll take it to the top. The positive music sometimes get pushed to the side, and the raunchy hardcore stuff gets promoted, published, and pushed out there and marketed. And it puts an imprint in other young artists coming up to, oh, this is the way I must need to do it to get on. And artists can't be afraid to show something new.
Do you guys think it's true that industry leaders put young black artists in a box and only want music that's violent or raunchy from them?
You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in on this one.
Of course.
Music is definitely my background on this one. You know, it's a shame that the good music, the positive music, it does get pushed back and it does become underground and it doesn't get as much light as the raunchier music does that doesn't really have a message. But I feel like at the end of the day, the consumer, the audience, they're the ones that's going to drive what's popular, what's not, what's getting played on the radio, what's not. You can have some Kanye West songs that have really good messages and they still get airplay. So it's like finding that equal balance would be great because I wouldn't want every young person coming up thinking that, you know, talking about just drugs and violence is the only way you can make music. There's so much grander things you could talk about. But there are some artists that do that now and they start getting a little bit social conscious with their music. Justin, you don't look like you're agreeing with me.
No, I totally agree with it. But I also think that rappers are copycats. I feel like back in the day in the 90s when NWA was coming out, you know, you had Tupac who had his own identity. But now a rapper will see another rapper get hot off of talking about Percocets. All of a sudden you have 25 songs about Percocets. And it's not like, it's not because these rappers actually engage in that kind of behavior. It's because they saw Future have a good moment with it. So now they're following suit.
But Justin, I would say though, at the same time, the artists that are making like music that is different, they're not getting the airplay. So it's like you're only hearing Percocet and guns and Percocet and guns and this, that, and the other, but you're not hearing like the great music. Thank God for J. Cole, first and foremost. You know, that's able to break through, or the Tyler creators of this world that are able to have messages. But it's just, you know, they don't get the same love as Future or 21 Savage, which
they're very far and few between. But also, I feel is that just sort of because the controversy surrounding it? Like, why do you think that is? Do you think young people, I guess when you're young, you want something that seems so foreign and exciting to you and almost dangerous, that that's why you want to listen to music that contains lyrics that have experiences that you maybe haven't had yet.
No, I think it's because people in the marketing departments and the PR departments and the AR departments at these record labels say, okay, we had success with this person. Let's try to copy that 6 or 7 times. I think everybody is trying their hardest not to take a chance on new things and new artists. People are afraid to break that mold. That's why you only have one of her and 25 Cardi B's out there right now, because everybody is trying to duplicate that. Meanwhile, what if you found out that Cardi had never been in a strip club before and that Megan Thee Stallion was a virgin? Like, how would you feel about that music? Because that's what a lot of rappers are like. They actually don't engage in the things that they're singing about.
Yeah. Different is better. I can see that. Different is better.
Always better. All right, after the break, Tay Diggs is opening up about parenting during the pandemic and his sweet new gig. He is joining us next.
All right, welcome back to Daily Pop. Today is Whip It Up Wednesday, so I have a question for you. What do Tay Diggs and ice cream have in common? I can't actually think of anything appropriate to say on daytime TV right now, so just roll the tape.
Hello, Tay. How is life? How is your son Walker doing?
What's happening, y'all? Everybody's doing well. Everybody's doing well, considering. Yeah, we all feel very, very blessed. How are y'all doing?
We are good. We are just chilling, and we're waiting for All American to come back. Are you ready to get back on the set again?
I'm so ready. So ready. Thank you so much. We actually have our first table read this week, and everybody's very, very excited.
So exciting. I have to ask you, Halloween's coming up. It's the big question for every parent right now. Are you going to trick or treat?
I got to talk to my baby mama. She holds it down in that area. I would assume there's going to be some kind of activity or maybe some kind of a party where we only invite people that we know that are part of our pod.
That's actually a really good idea.
Now, you obviously are known for your acting, both on screen and on the stage, but what people may not know is that you're also a children's book author, and you've teamed up with Baskin Robbins to write an ebook called The Festival of Creatures. Tell us about it.
Yes. Very excited about this. I teamed up with one of my partners and great friends, Shannon Stokey. They wanted to team up with me and have me help with the book dealing with diversity and acceptance and anti-bullying and whatnot, and it just seemed to be on brand with what I stand for and with what is kind of needed today.
Let's do this. Tell us what we're doing.
Well, right now I'm just talking to you. It's too early and I gotta work. So I'm not trying to eat all this ice cream before I start work.
Okay,
I gotta show my biceps.
Come on.
I'm getting in. I don't know about you.
The three characters that we write about in the book. There's a unicorn, a one-eyed monster, and a mermaid. So they got the little ice cream flavors and these little characters that represent that. So people can download the book free on, I think, BaskinRobbins.com.
I love it.
I just missed everything you said because I'm like diving in to this ice cream right now.
The sherbet's delicious. You guys gotta work this spring, yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure. This is unbelievable.
All right, well, Tay, thank you for the ice cream. Today's ebook, The Festival of Creatures, is available now on BaskinRobbins.com. All right, now we're all gonna go work out, but.
I know, right?
Bye, Tay.
All right, y'all, be good, be safe.
Ice cream. I'm glad you guys get ice cream. Yeah, I'm glad you guys get ice cream during the interviews I don't do. Exciting. All right, let's take a minute, unbelievable, to unpack this picture of Ina Garten's dishwasher because people on social are losing their minds over it. I am staring at it. Ina posted this and asked for volunteers to come unload her dishwasher. But people saw the picture and freaked out that she loads her knives, pots, and wooden tools in with the rest of her dishes. You don't do wood. I'm answering my own question. That is the wrong way to load a dishwasher. You don't put wood in your dishwasher. It cracks apart.
I'm guilty. I do it all. I throw everything in there. I'm lazy. I don't care. The only thing I don't put in there is the cast iron. I know. I don't care. Morgan, I don't care.
The cast iron, the cast iron's tricky. You really got to manually do that thing yourself.
You have to. It's the whole boiling the water and the salt for me with the cast iron. It's too much
work.
But yeah, I throw everything in the dishwasher. Justin, do you partake in this? domestic stuff?
If it doesn't walk or doesn't breathe, it's going in the dishwasher. I put hats in that thing. I put everything. My credit cards. I wash my credit cards once a week.
You're washing yourself in that dishwasher, huh?
Oh,
all
right. If I could, I would.
Up next, movie theaters are in crisis with cinemas, I love that, closing again and big blockbusters being delayed. Will the box office ever bounce back? That was a mouthful.
I hope it does.
We wasted so much film laughing so hard. It was, you couldn't get through a scene sometimes. It took us 2 days to shoot one of the most crucial scenes in the film because everybody was laughing too hard.
Did we eat pot roast for dinner tonight?
Yes.
Was it undercooked?
No, it was rare. It was a little rare for my taste. But I'm just kidding.
I'm just...
Now, you recently got married.
That's right.
Is your father-in-law anything like his character?
No, thank God.
So far.
Oh, my God. Oh, Meet the Parents premiered 20 years ago and showed us the worst-case scenario for you meeting your partner's parents. Yikes. Scary times, you guys. Scary times. Don't want to deal with
that. I dated a guy once, and he took me to his parents' house, and when I walked in, his mother's face turned completely white, and I literally look at him, and I'm like, did you tell her I was black? And he goes, no, I didn't tell her you were a man.
Oh. So
I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Casual.
Surprise.
BTS. Oh, wow.
It was a great weekend with Barbara.
Okay. Good, love it, love Barbara. Okay, movie theaters are facing a crisis right now. International theater chain Cineworld is closing all theaters until sometime next year. The decision came after it was announced that the latest James Bond movie was pushed back until April 2021. That was a weird mumble. Rob Pattinson's new Batman movie was due next October, but now it's delayed until March 2022. And the sequel Jurassic World Dominion won't come out until summer 2022. Yikes. What do you guys think? Do you think movie theaters are ever going to recover?
I think movie theaters will recover. I think there is too much money to lose when it comes to box offices, and when, you know, big heavy hitters get together, producers, directors, studios, executives, all these people are gonna find a way to bring it back. This kind of reminds me of when the music industry stood up against Napster almost 20 years ago. It was like, everyone knew it was happening, everyone knew it was hurting the music business, but nothing changed until they all got together. And this is gonna happen January 2021. They will figure it out.
I agree with you, Justin. I'm one of those that I'm like, I'm good. I don't miss the movie theaters. I don't really even like going to the movie theaters as it is. I have anxiety going to the movie theaters.
Shut your mouth.
I don't. I'm sorry. You can lean all the way off that chair. I'm just saying. I think it's not. You could give me a good drive-in moment. I'm here for the drive-in situation. But I'm so cool streaming it from the comfort of my home and getting pizza and popcorn that doesn't cost $40, $50. Just saying.
I feel like I'm on Dr. Phil right now. I'm like, catch me outside. Catch me outside.
Oh, my God. Listen, I will say I'm not a huge movie theater fan, but the hot dogs at the movie theater, there is no beating them. So I go back for just that. Those are delicious. All right, we are reading your thoughts on whether you put knives in the dishwasher. Julie says no knives in the dishwasher. She says it's dangerous. Are you kidding me? Do you want to get cut? Ashley says, I know you're not supposed to, but I do it anyway. And Catherine says, if you don't put them in the dishwasher, how are they getting clean?
Exactly.
I know. We'll see. We'll take photos of our dishwasher. All right, you guys, we are out of time. Tomorrow, we're getting into the Halloween spirit with one of the stars of Mean Girls. Allison Hannigan will be here, and we've got a surprise for Matt Damon on his 50th birthday. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. Come back tomorrow for more Daily Pop. Bye.